Change. Anicca, one of the themes we have practiced with this week, change. You're at home, you've been at home this whole week, and change, the retreat, this concept that is this retreat, a very useful concept, and yet a codependent arising, which doesn't have a center. It's codependently arisen from all of us coming together and the Zoom thing and our schedules and teachers and courts, codependently arisen. I'm sitting a retreat. Yes. Yes. And it's codependently arisen. And the retreat has had moments of sukha and moments of dukkha. As a part of, as the characteristic of a retreat. So the three characteristics have been woven through this retreatness, the sitting, this retreat. Don't have to look so far. The three characteristics are always here, always here, always here. So I'd like to say a few words. But the themes of the retreat and being an ex-academic in academia, giving talks, it is said that you first in your outline you say what you're going to say, and then you will say you will say all of it, and then at the end you will say what you just said. So in many ways, on this retreat, the opening Dharma that Gil gave was what we're going to say. It was a brief version of what we're going to say and do and practice together. And then we said it, took days to practice, to explore, and practice meetings and the talks and our sitting and walking. And now this Dharma is to serve as a pointer to summary of what we did say. So the book ending. So the themes of the three characteristics and the qualities to support seeing them, and the hard qualities that are needed are paramount for seeing, making friends, for befriending these three characteristics, which we can't really run away from. They're just a part of life, and there's nothing to run away from, really. It's just the way things are. And when we make peace, when we open up to the way things are, the Dharma, sense of peace and ease. Don't need to push it away. Don't need to grasp. Don't need to. And grasping, by the way, is the same energy. It's either grasping and pulling or grasping, pushing away. Pulling and pushing has the same energy. So whenever we say grasp, it's shorthand for both movements of the heart. Make it go away. Make it go away. I don't want this. So the three characteristics, as I was saying at the beginning, yes, you can just see the ca three characteristics. You've seen them in your own practice and in sitting this retreat, this retreatness. Yes, there has been dukkha, of course. One gets to see the unsatisfactoriness, the suffering more closely, the heart lets go. One gets to see change, all kinds of change from the schedule, from waking up, going to bed, emotions, thoughts, change, seasons inside. Whether inside, whether outside. And of course, anatta, this codependently arisen, this beautiful, magical, codependently arisen self and everything, including this retreat. If the teachers were here alone talking to, if we're just talking on Zoom, it wouldn't be a retreat. If you just showed up on your own, it needs all those elements. And yet, the retreat isn't any single one of those elements. And yet, and the same way with this self, with this atta, with this atta, it's not any single thing. It's a codependently arisen. It's codependently arisen from all the causes and conditions, all the factors, all the elements. And it is like this because of all the factors, all the cause and conditions, and that can bring more freedom and ease. So with the three characteristics, we practiced with anicca, with impermanence, with inconstancy, invited you to cultivate a sense of stability, a sense of constancy in some ways, stability in the body and the heart through embodiment, so that inconstancy, anicca, could be seen, could be held, could be with. You remember the bottom heavy metaphor that I talked about with the sand doll? Yes. When there is inconstancy, when there is change, oh yes, it's easier to be with it when there is sand on the bottom, when the center of gravity is lower, it's a sense of stability of the heart, of the mind. And again, with embodiment, can really stay with it. Embodiment, groundedness, and spaciousness too. Groundedness and spaciousness to be with change. And with that theme, we invited contemplation and sense of bringing in care, because all of this throughout, actually, the three heart qualities, the first one, care, that we anukampa, sense of care. Care for this body, care for this heart, care for this being, care, not judgment, but care, deep care, to hold the practice, to hold the stability, to hold the inconstancy, and to radiate out care for ourselves, care for others. With the next insight, the next characteristic, dukkha, suffering, unsatisfactoriness, stress. And as I recall, as I remember our retreat, I'm just delighted. It gave me so much joy to hear Gil talk about dukkha with so much delight that day. Insight into dukkha. When the heart sees that it is this grasping, it is this holding, it is the not wanting, make it go away, that push and pull. Oh yes, and that relaxing, the letting go of that dukkha, of that grasping, can ease, can relax both the dukkha and bring the insight of how they're connected, how they go together, and compassion, which is what we invited to connect with the second factor, which of course is already connected with it, because when there is suffering, suffering is an opportunity. Our suffering opens us up to compassion. It opens us up to compassion for ourselves, because if we're suffering, if we say to ourselves, okay, come on, get it together, you shouldn't be suffering. Ouch, it's adding more salt. It's pouring more salt on an open wound. Whereas if we feel into the suffering and hold it with compassion, love that holds, metta that holds suffering is compassion. Hold our own suffering with compassion. Our heart breaks open. We get cracked open. And the compassion we feel not just our own pain and suffering, but we can be of service and feel other people's, hold other people's suffering, dukkha, with compassion, not with pity or sense of I'm better than you, this would never be me, but a sense of, oh, this could be me. I have been there in another shape or form. This is me. This is me. And how beautiful to live our life, to live the moments, the impermanent moments of our lives from a place of care and compassion for ourselves and for others. So that is the grace, that is the beauty of dukkha. Dukkha isn't all bad. It is an opportunity. It is an opportunity. I know that for many of us, I'll make it personal. For me, I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for the grace, if it wasn't for the gift, for the glorious gift of all the suffering and the pain and the dukkha. My heart wouldn't have opened to my own suffering and those of others. And the third characteristic, anatta, 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 yes, anatta, the stress on the last syllable, anatta. And I talked about it yesterday afternoon in different ways to see it. It's not this esoteric weird thing these Buddhists have, but it's just the way things are. We take things way too personally. It's all a codependent arising. Me, me, mine, mine, mine. Oh, sweetheart, you're taking all these cause and conditions way too personally, dear. Way too personally. Way too personally. And what may be the wise relationship? What is the wise relationship? To have a sense of confidence, which is what we invited you to practice with, a sense of confidence. Sense of confidence, as it is said, you need to know and love the self. Know and love the self before you can let go of it. So don't try to let go of yourself prematurely. I'm supposed to not have a self. How do I there? No, love, know the self. Sense of confidence in the self, just as the Buddha had. Sense of stability. Self-care, and also not taking it too seriously, knowing that it's born of cause and conditions. So we have anicca, dukkha, anatta, inconstancy, suffering, unsatisfactoriness, and not self, and the qualities we invited to cultivate. First one with anicca, sense of stability, embodiment, with dukkha, which I forgot to say more about it. I talked more about compassion. We invited you to tune into well-being, the sense of well-being, the sense of goodness, the sense of bliss, delight, however it showed up for you, gladness, comfort, to help support, to help hold, make space for the suffering, because it's not all suffering. When you actually open your gaze, oh yes, there is suffering, but then, yes, my heart is hurting and my hands are very warm and my feet are stably on the ground. Ah, and oh, there is a sense of delight that actually I'm seeing the suffering. I'm aware of it. So opening to the delight, to the well-being, to the sense of goodness that's there. So stability, well-being, and confidence were the first part of the retreat. Stability, well-being, and confidence were the invitations. And then the second part of the retreat, when you had simmered long enough, we invited you, like, oh yes, now opening up to the insights, the three characteristics, and throughout the retreat. And I cannot emphasize this enough. I can't emphasize the heart qualities enough. especially for Western practitioners, we think that care, compassion, love, metta are just like, whatever. It's insight, penetrating insight. That's where it's at. Well, guess what? These qualities support the penetrating insights. If you don't have them, it's like riding a bicycle without air in the tires. It's a very rough ride. You're not going to make it. These hard qualities are needed. And through practice, these beautiful heart qualities shine through. We become more loving. We become more caring. We become more compassionate towards us, ourselves and others. It cannot be otherwise. May you love deeply. And with this, I would like to pass the baton to Ying.
Okay, dear ones. Can you all hear me okay? I sound okay? Yeah. I wanted to maybe expand from where Nikki stopped to invite you to maybe see the matrix that Nikki shared as a maybe a set of mandalas. And then I want to expand this mandala to include all of us. And so this retreat offered much goodness. And so what I'm about to share is the mandala of goodness. And I'd like to explicitly name a set of those elements for the goodness to arise here and now. Maybe as a way to invite you to take in, be nourished by it. Maybe you can sit with your heart open, with your mind open, with bodies be relaxed and at ease. And first of all, this retreat would not be here without you, each of us here. So deep bows to each of you, being present, showing up day in, day out. What a blessing. And what without our dear managers, Lish, Stan, and Barry, who's in training on this retreat. Just seamlessly doing small, big things behind the scene or on the forefront to support this retreat all the way before, during, and after the retreat as well. And as IRC retreats, online retreats, and our in-person retreats too, without managers, there's no retreat. A big element of a big conditioning, a condition for this retreat to come about. And I also want to say that some of you have connected with Barry, who's our retreat registrar, who's also a retreat manager in training, who offered his support way before the retreat started and to get you all to be part of this retreat. And yesterday I was writing down the list of names who contributed to making this retreat to come together, and it couldn't fit in the whole page, and I was just bubbly happy writing the names down. And I'll just name a few of these roles for you to get a feel of the generosity, the love, the care, and that were poured into this retreat. Our retreat mentor, who supported us before and after and during the retreat, and the what we call the backend support or the technology support. You may even feel like there is, you know, anything going on because it feels so smooth on this retreat. But there are all these volunteers, support folks who put this retreat website together for it to offer this kind of seamless harmony everywhere. So, and you may also notice that our retreat talks and guided meditations would show up somehow on our website pretty much immediately after each of the session. And there is a volunteer recorder who's doing this behind the scene. And so John McConnor, who's been doing this throughout this whole retreat, and our wonderful resident volunteers who's been supporting us there in the retreat center physically, where you've been seeing the meditation hall, you've seen some of them showing up in the meditation hall. And they are the caretakers of the center. And for me, this time, I really have a felt sense of somehow being really connected with IRC physically. And there's a long list of volunteers that I could not name because some of them I just don't know anymore. But I know they were part of support for this retreat to come together. So much goodness, generosity, appreciation. And for you, maybe your families, your friends that allowed you to be on this retreat. And so take in, maybe just take a moment. And take a deep breath. Take in this goodness, this mandala of goodness, and allow it to really nourish your heart, your mind, your body. And I also want to name something that I felt just personally very special about this mandala of goodness. On this circle of giving and receiving, everything that's offered here is freely offered, freely given. And often in today's world, whenever we say free, we kind of associate it with dollar values. But here, it's the free as in freedom. It's in the support of freedom. Everything is offered in support of freedom. Freedom from grasping, attachment, clinging. Freedom from dukkha. Opening of our heart and mind. And as such, when all these are offered in support of a freedom, whatever is received by this big mandala are received happily, with lots of smiles on our faces, received happily. And so I want to just name a few things that to invite those of you who may not be aware of this, how to continue to participate in the expansion of this mandala of goodness. And that is that IRC, for it to come about in this way, is dependent on countless services and volunteers who support the center, both physically and virtually. And so if you like to be of a support of service for this growing community, we do have on our website, and you see the volunteering forms. You can submit volunteering forms. There are various roles and ways that you can engage. For those who are local, we do have periodic work days and garden days for those who would like to come to IRC to support the center that way. And in addition to other forms of support that you may offer financially and as a Sangha together, practicing together. So I want to just end by inviting everyone to take a moment to savor this goodness. A real blessing. So thank you all for being here. And I'm going to pass this on to Gary, who's going to make some announcements.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? Great. Fantastic. First of all, on behalf of the managers, the ever-present Stan and Lish, and me, it's been a pleasure to help support this retreat and to see so many dedicated yogis and to interact with such wonderful teachers. So here are a few additional announcements to help ease your transition into regular life. A few minutes after the closing circle finishes, you're welcome to stay for social time with one another. I'll host it, and I'll run optional breakout rooms, or you can just hang out in the main room. And I'll also leave the chat open so you can exchange contact information and other information with each other. As Ying so clearly discussed, IRC was founded and continues to thrive on the generosity of our volunteers, our teachers, and our donors. We appreciate all donations. There's a green box on the retreat's website where you can donate today, or you can use the regular IRC website, which has a donation page. Remember, IRC runs without charging yogis, entirely on donations. Next, on the schedule is some free time for you to clean up your meditation space, or sit, or walk, or rearrange your house so that you're ready to move on. We will all meet back here for the closing circle at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Now that the time has shifted in the U.S., we're on Standard Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we will see you then.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Yang. Yes. Cleaning time, and just to say one word about that, which is this lovely ritual on our schedule, which is left over from in-person retreats at IRC, which some of you know. This slot was to clean the center or clean your room and pack, and we've maintained that for online retreats. There's a beauty, there's a sense of, oh, thank you, my cushion at home, thank you, my window, thank you, my walking path. Just a sense of continue to appreciate your home that has been your temple. So enjoy the next 45 minutes roughly, and we'll see you back at quote-unquote 11 for our closing circle. Yeah. Thank you all. Thank you.